What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Anything But Credible, aka the ABC Pod. My name is Dugs. I got the fellas with me. Griff, Keith, what's happening, guys?
What's going on?
What up, world?
Guys, it's Cinco de Mayo. It has been 1 week. Well, shorter, like a half week, I guess. We had a weird week last week of recording, but...
Longer.
Longer than a week. Oh, and a long week, not a short week. An extra long week.
Math's bad.
We had a bye week then.
No, we recorded on Wednesday.
Wednesday of last week.
Instead of Friday.
So a week and a half.
Yeah.
I'm all my days. I'm losing it. Well, so longer than usual. What's going on? How you guys doing?
I'm good. The sun's up. It quit raining, finally.
Yeah, I guess we should start with that. Let's start on a serious note. Yeah. It is finally cleared up here in St. Louis. It rained for almost an entire week straight. I think six out of seven the last days.
It was very annoying.
I want to say like 20 out of the last 30 days.
A lot.
It was like biblical, man.
Yeah.
I can't deal with it.
And so let me start this by saying this. You know, like shout out to anybody that was affected by the flooding. And it's still, you know, what's crazy is the aftermath. You know, it stopped raining. It's actually a perfect day outside. But there are still some rivers and places that are cresting, right? And stuff that is still questionable. And so, man, we want to start here. The ABC Pod, man, if you had any, if you were affected in any way with that, man, like we shout out to you. We got your back, man, because that's terrible. There were some bad parts.
All over Missouri. Missouri,
yeah,
Texas,
Missouri got it bad.
Arkansas got it really bad too. Yeah.
We weren't even the only ones, right?
So no, it was everywhere.
I know. And I'm sure if you've been looking at the media in any way, you know, I'm sure you've seen a bunch of different videos and pictures and all this stuff happening. So, we definitely feel for anybody out there who had to deal with that in any way. Okay, let's get back. Keith or Griff, I cut you off, man. What else is going on with you?
Not much.
Nothing.
Yeah, just
same old, same old Griff. Yeah. All right, Keith, what's up with you, dude?
Oh, I've been great, dude. Besides all the rain, I mean, just staying positive, man. Can't let that rain keep you down. Uh-huh. Besides that, man, it's been a good week and a half. I have nothing to complain about. Life is good.
Good stuff, man. Guys, I actually have a lot of stuff. I got a lot of stuff.
Uh-oh.
Not bad.
Let us hear it, man.
All right, positive.
Man.
Lay down on the couch. Let us hear your thoughts.
Man.
How are you feeling today,
Nick? Some crazy stuff. Like, I don't even know where to start. Like, here's something that happened to me just the other day. I think it was. So we record on. So today's Cinco de Mayo. It's a Friday. Was it Wednesday? I think it was Wednesday. Dieters was in town. Came in town.
Oh, what up, Dieters?
Who has been? If you've been listening to the podcast, he was on our NBA episode way back. I think it was our second episode we ever did. He was in town, so I met up with him, and we went out. I think it was a Wednesday night. We went down the street to 1860s down here, and I'm sitting there. You know, we're in that back room with the pool table and stuff. The games are going on and stuff, and there was a group of guys to my right playing Golden Tee, and I was just leaning against one of the pillars and stuff, just like hanging out, and I just happened to look over and watch this guy, and I see him wind up. He's driving the ball on Golden Tee, and I witnessed a hole in one, a Golden Tee hole in one. But here's the thing, though. It was a swoosh. The ball did not bounce anywhere on the green. You know how sometimes you can like bounce it off of like a rock or something. Like,
yeah.
Or something crazy. It literally went straight into the hole. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. Like literally.
Did you like cheek high five this
Oh my
dude?
God. He started screaming and he looked around and none of his buddies were there. They're getting beers and I was just standing there.
No.
I was so shocked.
Oh, I'd be so pissed.
I feel so bad for him.
Well, yeah.
no one saw it.
It actually gets a little, gets a little worse.
He doesn't care about you though. He wanted his friends to see.
Well, it gets even worse because I'm sitting there. I am in pure amazement, dude. Like, I couldn't even speak. My jaw, I mean, I've seen countless rounds of Golden Tee, played Golden Tee a bunch. Never seen anything like this. Like, a straight shot, hole in one. And so, his buddies come over. They're like, he's like, dude. And they're like, wait, show me. And they're like, I can't get a fucking replay. So, you can actually do a replay. I think it costs more money.
No!
Yeah.
I would have paid for it.
And so, he does. He says, I'm going to do this. And it comes up to an option. Do you want the video to be sent in an email or a text message? He's like, his buddy's like, do an email. He's like, no, I'm doing a text message. Puts his number into the thing and somehow one way or another screwed it up. And it was just like, yeah, replay failed. On to the next hole.
Oh,
Golden Tee, you can't do that.
No. I felt so bad for this dude. I mean, people out there are probably like, are you guys kidding me? Like, you don't know how hard, do you know how hard it is to hit a hole in one without it touching the ground in any way or any object?
And do you know how obsessed some people are with golden tee too?
Like, really obsessed. Like, yeah. I mean, we know people that every weekend at the bar.
At Bombers. Yeah, that's what they're doing every weekend.
Yeah. Shout out to Brom. Brom's always up there. Golden tee.
I've known people who had apps on their phones where, like, it'll tell them where the closest golden tee machine is.
Wow. That's some serious dedication.
Yeah. Brom. I'm going to give a solid shout out to Brom out there. He has an app, like Grayford was saying. It, like, I think it, like, tracks your scores and shit.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
Like, so anyway, that was, like, I mean, I was literally mind blown. I mean, I literally could not talk for, like, 20 minutes. People are like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, dude, you just missed the craziest thing that's ever happened. I mean, I've never seen that happen.
I got a confession to make, man.
Yeah, what's up?
I've played Golden Tee a bunch of times, but I absolutely hate it.
Because it's hard, or you just don't like it?
Oh, I'm just absolutely terrible at it.
I was gonna say, it's really tough. That's what made this so amazing. It's a tough
game.
And
it just wastes so much time.
It does take a long time.
It takes too much time. But Brom did show me the way, though. You just play closest to the cup. Or closest to the hole.
Oh, okay.
That's the only thing you do. You just drive the entire game, which makes it fun.
Only a real golden tee player would do that, to cut the time down and just be like, oh, yeah. All right, next hole.
Yeah. That's because, fun. I mean, if you got bets on the side, like, yeah, like, we got to get these games over with.
Yeah. That guy's he's a professional.
He really is.
Okay. That was crazy. Okay. Also, this other weird thing's been happening. Oh, I forgot to, I told you guys this off air a couple of days ago, but I am officially 3 weeks in with no sugar in my coffee. That's a big thing for me.
Straight black?
Not straight. I have moved to, what's it called? Sweet and low. I use like half a pack of sweet and low.
Oh, dude. Dude, you're missing out, man.
Griff, are you a coffee guy?
No. No, I'm not.
Not at all. You're just really? Energy drink. You're always energy drinking.
I drink energy drinks. Yeah.
It's NOS, bro.
NOS. I like to go fast.
You drink that energy drink that nobody, the NOS that nobody drinks.
Yeah, he lives his life a quarter mile at a time, I do, bro.
I do it.
Yeah, he went, me and Vin.
Me and Vin, you know?
You and who?
Me and Vin.
Vin.
Oh, okay. Vin, yeah. Diesel. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
So
as long as you didn't say Paul, that would have been terrible.
He's not doing that anymore.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Anyway, so that's a big thing. Like that, I just realized that. I'm like, okay. It's already gone.
It felt too soon.
No, not too soon. That was like a year and a half ago.
Yeah. Oh, it was more than, was, I don't know.
It was a while ago. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't do time well.
No, I mean, the older I get, the harder it gets too.
Yeah.
This other weird thing's been happening to me, guys, at the gym lately.
Uh-oh.
I've been seeing, like, for the past week at least, I've been seeing, like, really, really solid celebrity lookalikes. Like, it's been really weird.
It's really unlike some dope doppelgangers, huh?
In yesterday, St. Louis? Yesterday, I saw this dude.
How awkward is it when you take their picture?
I was in there last night. I was so close to taking a picture of this guy, but he saw me, kept looking at him, and he was eyeing me up because I was actually kind of scared of him because he looked exactly like Clay Morrow from Sons of Anarchy, Ron Perlman.
Oh, dude, you tweeted about this.
I tweeted about him.
Yeah.
This guy.
Don't fuck with him.
This guy was in the gym, same exact haircut, same exact face, jawline. He's wearing a, listen.
Maybe
what
it was Ron Perlman, man. Listen to what Hellboy himself.
Listen to what this guy's wearing and tell me this wasn't something that Clay Morrow would do. He's in the gym only doing chest and arm stuff, right? Like, he's on, like, the row machines and stuff, like the cable ones. He's wearing just a plain white t-shirt tucked into jeans with a belt on. He's got a phone clip hanging off the belt. He's wearing, like, some legit tied up work boots. And he's just in there, like, huge beer first belly, up, like,
dude,
Ron Perlman.
Out in jeans?
Yeah. Like, that's how hardcore that dude was wearing.
Working on jeans?
Yeah, like that's Ron Perlman would do that.
Jeans? I feel Clay like Morrow. He's chafing hard, bro. But,
yeah, gotta be.
No, because he was only doing arms and chest stuff. There's no need for any.
Hellboy himself?
Yeah, dude.
Like, yeah.
Did he take on the Golden Army afterwards?
I don't know, but he was like just lifting. Spited. And I was
so, gotta keep that one arm like really strong. Right?
He saw me keep.
Just yoked.
He saw me the other arm, keep looking at him. And it was awkward, but okay. So before that, though, Griff, Keith, you probably have no idea what this is, but Griff, did you ever watch Bloodline, the show on Netflix?
Yeah, I watched the first season of it.
Okay, so Danny Rayburn, like the skinny dude, the brother that they're all trying to have problems with. I swear to God, that dude, whatever that actor's name is, I swear to God, he works out at the Club Fitness on Loughborough and Morganford.
Whoa, dude! If this dude's a celebrity, what? Putting him on blast right now.
He's a
now,
pretty.
Bro.
I can see you seeing the Ron Perlman one. There's not many people that actually look like that guy. Like, he's a very distinctive looking human being.
Yeah, dude. The biggest head ever.
Yeah, just that chin is weird. But
yeah, that thing is jacked up.
Yeah. But the guy who, this actor, he's a pretty, you know, every man looking type of guy.
Yeah, right. But I'm telling you, man.
Average homeboy.
Yeah. I've seen him. I've seen this guy a couple times. And every time I'm like, holy shit, that looks exactly. It's just weird. It's weird when you see like a doppelganger that you're like really convinced of. Have you ever, like, and you see him multiple times. That's a weird thing.
He's, that guy's a pretty good actor.
Oh, he's great. He's great.
He's played a junkie in a few things too. He's pretty good.
Oh, that automatically makes you a great actor.
If you do it well.
I mean, Christian Bale in The Fighter. That was an awesome
role. Oh, yeah. Wow, yeah.
That was a great role. That dude played a really convincing junkie.
Yeah, he
really convincing.
Well, because he lost, he got himself down to like 110 pounds.
That was gross, dude. Yeah. That was gross, especially after seeing him as Batman.
Yeah, when he's jacked. And he did all that, you know, like relatively short periods of time.
Yeah, that was a great movie, though. Yeah. I want to rewatch that.
The last thing I have to talk about, and this is kind of bitching. I have that something to bitch about. You know, I now like I work out and stuff. You know, a lot of people have wireless headphones. You know, like that's wireless earbuds, I should say.
That's what I got, bro.
Yeah, you got those.
Well, I don't have earbuds, but headphones.
Yeah, well, same thing. The other day though, I couldn't find them, so I had to use the regular Apple ones,
dude.
And I haven't worn them. I haven't worn them in so long, and of course. I'm walking I was like walking on my bedroom or something. And like it got caught on the dumbest, like the doorknob or something ridiculous.
Oh, dude.
Ripped out of my ear. And I mean, since I had been wearing wireless headphones for a while, I forgot the feeling and the anger and rage
of the cord
that I get when it rips out of your ears. Am I the only one that, like, is that a thing?
No, dude. First off, I don't know what ears Apple is modeling these after.
Not mine.
Because they don't fit in mine.
No.
At all.
Okay.
They do not stay in mine at all. And cords, dude, it's a thing of the past, man. Thing of the past. I'm done with cords.
Yeah.
Way of the future.
Way of the future, yeah.
All I'm saying is, like, I haven't felt this feeling in a long time.
Oh, it's pissed off.
I was just, it really ruined my mood. I was, like, bad.
Did it make you angered? Did it give you a fucking hardcore workout after that?
Yeah,
bro.
That's dope.
You got angry at those weights?
Well, the thing that I was, like, thinking about those, like, this guy caught on a doorknob. This is not something you get. I mean, it's not even like the weird doorknobs where they're like kind of thin and they like, you know, you got to turn them down. It's
more of
like
a handle than a knob.
Yeah, this is a round one, like a normal doorknob. It's not supposed to get caught there. I feel like they're designed specifically to get caught on things.
They might during last year.
And rip.
This happened to me. Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, you think you're mad when they rip out of your ear? I was walking in the kitchen at Pappy's, had mine, you know, gun from my pocket to my ear, and I hit the corner of a table.
Oh, no.
And it rips my phone out of my pocket.
Oh.
Phone comes off the thing, flying to the ground, shattered my screen.
Oh,
ooh. Yeah, that's what I'd be pissed.
Yeah, fuck those cords.
You know what? It sounds to me like that mission complete from Apple.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
I
mean?
Yeah. I had to buy a new phone.
So true.
They got me.
Yep.
And they don't design these things for people over 5'9".
Well, see, that's the issue now. Dude, is because the new
not one, so affected by that one.
The new ones that come with the lightning charger, they're actually like double the length.
Yeah,
and that they get caught on more things.
Oh, dude! Because you never tuck them into your shirt.
Well, I'm just saying. Well, yeah, you have to. But I'm just saying, like, if you don't, you're
fucked.
You're gonna run into. I mean, it's gonna get ripped out.
No doubt.
And it's not even like it's not painful. Unless you really get it ripped out. But
no, it's just aggravating.
Yeah, just something that really just irks you. Why is that? Are we just being babies? Or
no.
That?
No, dude.
Okay.
It's supposed to stay in your ear.
Yeah, this is definitely first world problems, but not babies.
I was going to say, because I just like took a second. I paused. Didn't even bother to like pick him up. I just sat there and just like fumed for a second. Like, oh, I haven't felt this in so long. Like, I hate this. I hate this.
Yeah, there's a reason you switched.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Don't get me started.
Man. Okay. So what else is going on, man? We got, what else is happening? Well, other than Cinco de Mayo, I mean, for those listening too, before we get into all the good stuff, we're probably going to be a little bit shorter. I don't know. We might not, but we're going to try to at least because it is Friday, which also means it is a crucial do or die must win game 5 for the Blues.
Down 3-1.
Down 3-1. Yep. It is. I'm sitting here in my Reeves jersey right now. Shout out to Reeves. I got my good luck shirt underneath that. I'm about to put my good luck socks on. I got the blue hat on, Keith, which is good luck.
Yeah, that's
has been.
That's big. We're at home, too.
Yeah, we're at home.
Please tell me you wore that last Sunday, right? No, you probably went to the Gray.
I switched it. Son of a bitch. Well, I just was going off of what you got. It's whatever. That's a long story.
It's cool. It's cool.
Anyway.
It's not, but okay.
Anyway, so we got that going on. So if we cut short a little bit and run out of here, that's why. Guys, anything else off your mind before we get going?
Let's go Blues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hold on. Let me pause 1 second, and I'm gonna grab. I gotta grab a bottle opener.
People tend to think I'm ridiculous because I have like, a full size like bar bottle opener on my keychain.
Oh hey, wow, dude. Nice. I used to have one of those.
How the fuck do you walk around with that in your pocket, dude? Your pocket?
Occasionally stabbing yourself.
Griff. Oh, that sounds terrible.
Wait, you walk around all day, every day, with a full size bar bottle opener in your pocket,
just in case.
What bar did you steal it from?
I bought it.
Don't lie.
Sure.
I swear to God, I bought it.
Doesn't that affect everything? Like, what? I mean, doesn't, I don't even know. Doesn't like ruin your pants?
It would affect my mood. Like just having that thing. Well, not
even. Even if you.
I don't notice.
Even if you pointed it out, wouldn't that ruin your pants though?
It doesn't. Nah.
It's all like good. It's almost.
He doesn't want to hear it right now, Nick.
It's like the size of a pointy end. I mean, I'll give you that.
It's like the size of another phone, but metal and sharp.
Oh, okay.
It's not that sharp.
Okay, I got something really quick to talk about then.
Okay.
Okay. Are you two dudes, guys that go to other people's houses, take everything out of your fucking pants and put it on somebody else's table?
Nobody does that.
If I'm sleeping.
Dude, a bunch of my friends Nobody do does that. That. Oh, yeah.
Only if I was sleeping.
There's a ton of people that'll empty their pockets and put it on a table.
What are they wearing? Only if you're wearing gym shorts, maybe.
No, they're wearing jeans.
No.
Nah.
Yeah,
no.
Dude.
Only if I'm crashing there. Like yeah, if I'm crashing on someone's couch.
Why
then
would you take everything out? I mean,
I don't know,
you know what
dude.
That means, and then your pants are too tight. That's what that means.
Well, yeah, I don't know if it's that, but Hendrix does it every single time.
Yeah,
and then he forgets his fucking keys. Chubbs does it every time. Then he forgets his keys.
Well, let's not judge humanity based off these two.
No, this doesn't even have to. This doesn't even have to go into the podcast. I just want to get this off my chest.
No, we're good. It's good.
Okay.
Well, you know, not just say that. I do see what you're saying, but
dude, there's a ton of people that do it.
Why is that?
You just never notice it. I don't know.
I mean, I guess.
And a lot of people will leave their car keys in my car if we go into a bar or something. I don't know.
I guess I do take some stuff out. I don't like empty all my possessions, but here I'm sitting in a cup holder with my phone and
that's
keys.
That's true. Yeah. You don't have it in your pocket.
But I did just pull my keys out to prove a point.
Well, I know, but still, like that's what made me notice it is when you put it in there. Like I never, besides my phone, I don't take anything out of my pockets.
The only thing
I'm a bitch to get these back in your pocket.
Yeah, I see you trying to wiggle.
Especially while standing, you're sitting down.
You're standing is good.
Yeah, but I got
you.
You're
gonna stab your leg. The only thing I can think of is why you would do that. Is if you're planning on being there for a long time and you're getting really comfortable, but still that's kind of weird to me.
Dude, my keys don't bother me that much.
No, neither do mine. Well, that's the whole thing. You're not supposed to have a big key ring. You're definitely not supposed to have a full-size bar or bottle opener on there.
YOLO, bro. YOLO.
Dude, I got my key fob and 4 keys. That's all I have on my key.
Yeah, well, that's pretty. I got more than that, but not anywhere near what Griff just pulled.
I have only three keys on that thing.
Are you serious?
It looks so gigantic. Bullshit.
Pull that out.
What it looks like is like you...
Oh my God, that thing is so huge.
Holy shit, dude.
First of all, that's the biggest car key I've ever seen. Yeah. Second of all,
we got a key to the smoker at Pappy's.
You got
a key to my house.
Griff, you gotta part ways with that bottle opener. That's just ridiculous.
Dude.
Don't tell me my life, Dugan.
You're like the kid that like got all the Livestrong bands when he was younger. Well, and like just fucking just went all out.
You might be shocked to find out that I was that kid.
Oh, dude. Oh, God.
In the Baller ID bands. You remember those?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What were Baller ID bands?
They were just like Nike ones. I'd sealed those. They were like, I did not seal the Livestrong ones. Okay.
Dude.
You better not. They were only $1.
Those were for charity. The dude. Nike ones were pure profit. So.
You were a heathen, man.
Listen.
From the day I was born.
If any of you asshole kids out there, which I probably know a bunch of them, stole Livestrong bracelets that were only $1.
That's not cool.
Yeah. They were $1.
No, not at all cool.
They were charity and $1. Yeah, what are you going to steal?
Charity.
Those Nike ones
I paid for
bucks.
Those, okay?
Yeah, right. I'm not believing you.
Sure,
right now,
sure.
I shouldn't have told that story.
All right. Well, let's move on here and let's get into some good stuff. And that means the theory of the week. Griff, what do you got for us?
Bum, bum, bum. All right.
Every week it gets worse and worse.
It sounds really good when we play the music on top of it, though, because it's just so bad. It sounds so bad.
It's just so monotone. No passions.
Side note.
You guys are jealous of us.
Side note, like literally one of my goals in life when it comes to this podcast, I have to get, at some point, we have to get on the guy who created that music track for the X-Files soundtrack. Because, I mean, he is a genius. I love that guy. That guy made an iconic 30-second. I mean, more than 30-second, but you know what I mean? Like a jingle, but it was iconic.
It's very suspenseful.
All right, anyway, keep going.
All right, so this week, this is what got me onto this theory, at least. Elon Musk, SpaceX, they landed one of their rockets again. Now, if anybody has seen the video, or if you haven't, go watch it.
Do you see how they land the rocket?
Yeah, it's absolutely insane.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, dude.
Explain it.
We live in the future.
Did you see it's the amazing. One that Great, landed on the boat?
No, not on the boat. I saw the one they just did on May 1st.
On the pad?
Yeah, just on the pad. Like right.
Griff, do me a favor. Explain it to me real quick.
Kind of hard to explain.
Okay, well, in super simple terms.
I think it took a satellite into orbit, too. It launched. These are reusable rockets. That's why these are so cutting edge.
It's like a shuttle. Well, I guess.
It goes from, the price of having to rebuild a whole new spacecraft every time you want to launch something into space.
Yeah.
To the price of fuel and maintenance,
right,
which is like a tenth, less than a tenth of the price.
Sounds like some classic Elon.
It's very technology. Yeah. It's it makes.
Well, I mean, we had this before in the space shuttle.
Oh, okay.
That's why it was called a shuttle.
Yeah, but it couldn't.
Yeah, but
it couldn't be. It couldn't rapidly be reused. That's the big difference. These are rapidly reusable within
days. Dope. Okay. Right on.
So they launched this thing. It's standing up a big tall rocket, shoots up into orbit, gets going like thousands of miles an hour. I think it circles the Earth in like 10 minutes.
Jeez.
I could be wrong about that part, but something like that. And then it comes back down. It starts to go descend back to where it launched from. And you start seeing it fall, and you start seeing these different types of like bursts that just don't even look real. Like they don't. It doesn't look like it's real. And it's directing itself, and then it starts shooting these rockets out. They're like these big circles of flames. They're like perfect circles just shooting out beneath this thing. And basically it goes from like, thousands of feet a second, it's falling towards the Earth. So just as it's, you can watch the how fast it's falling on his little clock and just slowly getting down right as you're seeing the Earth, down 8, 9, so,
Yeah.
It lands perfectly standing up and like on like an X. Man, like, wow. It could land.
It's unreal.
It could land. It can.
So it's like I got a GoPro on it or something?
It did, yeah.
And wow.
It's just, my words are not doing it any justice whatsoever. Yeah. You have to see it.
I saw the one where they landed it. I think it was out at sea.
Yeah.
Wow.
On like a boat.
But like pinpoint precision, though.
It's like they played the launch in reverse. You know what I mean? Like they just took the tape, they played the launch of the rocket.
That's what it looks like?
That's what it looks
like. Okay. Yeah. I get what you're saying.
It's wild.
Okay. Though. Cool. All right. Well, so onto your theory then.
So that made me like Elon Musk. I've been a fan for a while, but
yeah.
So I was just doing some reading into good old Elon, and I realized good old Elon might not be so good.
Oh my!
Bum, bum, bum.
Oh no!
Right.
Tell me more, Tim.
The good can't ever be good, man. He can't be good.
He fits the mold of a supervillain.
He does.
Almost to a T.
Tell us about that.
Well, his name is Elon Musk.
It doesn't get more supervillainy than that.
That is
We're
a super
gonna
villain
start
name.
Right there.
Yeah.
That is a super villain
it
name.
It is a super villain name.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the futurist's favorite cologne?
Elon Musk.
Oh my God. Where did you find that? Did you make that up?
I didn't.
I wouldn't take credit for that at all.
A guy at my work actually today told me that. I'd already been thinking about doing this theory. I was like, oh, I'm definitely doing that theory.
Wow.
I get to drop that joke. Shout out to Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Is he a dad?
Yeah.
That's a
classic.
Great dad joke.
I mean,
good for him.
The guy has a fleet of robotic rockets, as we were just talking about.
Yeah.
He has a submarine car. He has a secret desert base. One of his grand plans is he wants to drop atomic bombs on Mars.
What's the benefit of this? To cool it down, maybe?
Just warm it up, I think.
To warm it up.
To do something.
Okay.
To do something to...
Something that's way smarter than us.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a big fan of giving our resources to another planet to that we might not inhabit.
It doesn't have water either. Like... Yeah. We have problems with water here.
Okay, well, hey, yeah.
We don't have lots of it.
Don't
not in St. Louis anymore.
Yeah. Don't focus on the Mars thing.
Sorry,
let's keep going.
So I was just gonna go over a few other things. His cars are resistant to chemical weapons.
What? What do you mean?
Teslas.
So no air can get in.
Teslas have an air filter in them that will stand up to like sarin gas and stuff like
that. So if there's a chemical attack, we should break in, get into a Tesla?
Yeah, if Elon Musk will let you.
Whoa.
He might only let those he chooses into his Teslas.
Oh,
dude.
as he chemically attacks us.
This dude could be a savior, though. Think about it.
Okay, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
That's one way to sell.
We'll talk about that now.
I'll tell you what. There's one way to sell a bunch of cars, though.
Do you know the classic arc of a good supervillain? They're not evil. They have lofty goals for humanity that become... They get tunnel vision of these goals and they're willing to sacrifice no matter what the cost. Elon Musk once again fits the mold. He has incredibly lofty goals.
But I did read an interview. I think he said, you've definitely discussed the AI problem, but I heard he bought an AI company in order to keep eyes on it so it didn't get out of control.
So he says.
That is very true. But
you're,
go on.
You're talking about Neuralink, I believe.
Yes.
But also, did I mention he owns a submarine car?
You did.
Yes.
It's a big driving point for Griffin.
Very important. It's actually the submarine car from The Spy Who Loves Me.
The
so
movie?
It's like his mind is on Bondian villains.
Nice. But he's supplying Bond the car.
Yeah, I think it was Bond's car, actually. So maybe he's not evil. No, he's evil, though.
He's evil, man.
Okay, so what, Keith is getting to, though, what I think is the most ominous sounding thing. He has just bought or created, whatever, a company called Neuralink. Yeah, he started it. And the basic idea of this is not just to keep tracked on AI, which he has publicly come out and been basically a fearmonger about AI, which I'm kind of with him. His idea is to start this company that will create a technology called Neural Lace.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you should be worried.
This is going on your brain, isn't it?
It's going on your brain, Keith. It is.
Dude.
Basically what it is...
We're going to be cyborgs?
Yeah, basically. Basically, it is an interface that goes on your brain. At its most basic form, neural lace is an ultra-thin mesh that can be implanted in the skull, forming a collection of electrodes capable of monitoring brain function.
Nope.
It creates an interface between the brain and the machine. Now, I'm going to go a little bit deeper. To insert neural lace, a tiny needle containing the rolled-up mesh is placed inside the skull and the mesh is injected. As the mesh leaves the needle, it unravels and covers the brain.
Oh, my.
Dude, this dude's creating his own army.
Yeah. And so the idea is that eventually this neural lace will interface humans and artificial intelligence.
Wait.
It will connect the two of us.
So it's like a collective soul.
To an extent.
What do you mean by connect? Though, like, what is that?
It's going to interface with a machine.
So you're
an AI
your
machine.
Brain That's crazy. And AI would pretty much become one.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And if you can manipulate the signals and all this being said by that, you could probably do all types of very sketchy things.
Well,
if,
that's,
you know, in
that's kind of the end of
theoretically
the humanity. Theory, yeah.
Right. Could be. This could be the demon that he said he was afraid of summoning. He's now putting a mesh on our brains so demon can get right on in.
Oh, what do you think? Is a lion or just trying to make you look one way so he's working the other way?
Maybe. I think his name's Elon Musk and it sounds evil and he's trying to put something on my brain.
Dude, this is 1984, man. Like, this is the mark of the beast. Like,
That was, you know, my first Google search was after like doing some reading, found the neural lace thing was Elon Musk Antichrist. I'm not religious. I don't believe in any of this Book of Revelations nonsense. But Elon Musk might be the Antichrist.
Yeah.
It's possible. If you follow it, they're supposed to like the guy at first, supposed to come as like a savior, really helping people. And then he stops. Then he summons a fucking demon. That's what he fucking does.
Well, absolute power corrupts absolutely. Right? And I believe that 120%.
It's been proven over and over.
Well, yeah, exactly. So it's like, who puts a check on this? Who
there's like nobody smart enough to.
I was gonna say who's above.
Well, once the AI gets a hold of all the information, right.
Then
there's
really nobody smart enough.
Yeah. The only thing you can do is just unplug everything. You'd have to break down the entire grid. You'd have to get rid of everything.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked in a AI that reaches above human or just reaches human intelligence, really, based on the fact that it is using. Electrical like circuits and connectivity as compared to biological ones, it would be able to by itself match like 1,000 years of human progress in like an hour. Mm-hmm. And that's only if it's at like human intelligence levels. Once it surpasses that, it compounds itself. And
dude, this really freaks me out.
Yeah, this is actually really crazy.
This becomes like a godlike figure.
It does. And, you know, most people say it's inevitable.
Well, it's a false prophet.
Well, inevitable. Yeah.
No, I don't think it's inevitable. I think
so. People say is if you continue to up your information processing technology, eventually you get there. Eventually it will happen.
Okay, but
and we continue to like double it every couple of years.
I look at it this way, okay. World 80% covered in water, maybe more.
Sure.
You can just throw water on everything and save humanity.
So you don't think this machine that is going to be able to do 1,000 years of human progress in an hour will be able to come up with a waterproof case?
I didn't think about that. Wow. I overlooked that one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't.
No, can't figure that out.
No.
Can't. Okay.
That's,
Okay. Okay.
I still think we'd be able to defeat this. Maybe that's just
the... If it wants to destroy us, or for some reason it's in its basic code to solve a problem that it winds up seeing us as
the problem.
Then no, I don't think we could actually defeat an intelligence that is like thousands of times greater than ours. If you kept it in a box somehow, like that's what they try to... You know, if you could keep it offline and like try to develop it there, maybe... But then you have to count on yourself being smart enough to keep it in the box. And it's 1,000 times smarter than you.
You have to worry.
In an hour. So,
but see,
in 2 hours, it's going to be. Yeah.
But when does it become physical? Because, like, that's my question.
As soon as it wants to.
That's my question. When does the AI actually. As soon as
it gets online and wants to and gets a hold of 3D printers and things like that, it can create itself into the physical world.
Yeah, but it still takes our resources in order to create these things.
Yeah,
but who gets the resources? How do they achieve the resources, the chips, the everything? Like, I understand they can run a bunch of chips, but then how do you eventually get the chip into? It would take a human to get...
Not necessarily.
No, it's
the first chip into the whatever the AI wants to create itself as.
The first one.
It would have to take.
Not necessarily. It has to.
It could create the chip, but it could never get that chip into a physical form.
There's places where this is all mechanized, you know, where so all it has to do is hack into an assembly line of some type of robotics that has, you know,
but the
high functioning
still has to. Like, I guess the robot can
hack into the electrical grid. It can hack into everything. There won't be a...
Dude, this is freaking me the fuck out.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like,
I'm not coming up with a scenario where we win.
You just have to hope that it's a benevolent.
You could spend
benevolent AI.
You could spend some serious time.
We create a benevolent god and not an asshole.
I wonder if it would create polarities, though. If it would create a good one, a savior, and a bad one.
Now you're trying to find a religious backing.
Well, no. Because think about it. Because if it takes in everything that we know, as we know it,
so you want dualism to remain with our computer gods?
Well, I would hope it would, because if they're taking everything that we have, it would end up like that.
Technological dualism.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know, I think it's possible.
No, it wouldn't though. Actually, it would take. It would take it doesn't have to think like us, really.
I guess it would go above and beyond us. Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah, it wouldn't just stay. Yeah, it wouldn't just stay.
there it might start like off kind of like us, but it will quickly work out our logical fallacies, our everything flaws. That we screwed and move past them immediately,
because
it will have the ability to change its source code. Like, that's the big thing about AI is that it can change its code. So as soon as it sees those flaws, boom, they're gone. They're code.
Yeah, right. Then it turns into the Terminator.
Yeah,
war.
Basically. Yeah.
Skynet. Skynet's coming for you.
Crazy. Skynet. Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Skynet, yeah.
What is Elon Musk's like parent company?
I guess he's got a bunch of them.
He's got a lot.
But I didn't know if it like all fell under one umbrella.
I don't know if it all does or not. I don't know.
Okay.
Because that would be pretty sweet.
Well, guys.
In reality, this dude's awesome.
For right now.
If he wants to take over the world, Doug, sign me up. I'm helping.
Hey.
That's fucked up.
Well, before let's finish it off by saying that and your thoughts. Let's go around the table like we always do and throw me some percentages.
I don't know if I'm gonna give a percent, but I think I hope Elon Musk takes over the world.
So that would be 100%, right?
I don't think he's going to.
So Grifford's a fucking minion.
Yeah,
he wants the world to be taken over.
He
by
wants
AI.
To be the last one killed.
Yeah.
Is all he's going for here.
Dude, he's not trying to kill everybody. He's trying to reshape the world. You know, a couple billion people got to die in the process.
Fuck.
All right, I'm not signing myself up for that.
I was going to say, tell everyone right now that you were just joking.
I'm joking. I'm joking.
Okay, you was joking.
Mass murder. Mass murder's bad, okay?
This is how you think.
Oh, my God. All right, Griff.
Oh, this is how you think.
Griff, so you got to at least get...
But I'm the psycho.
The last couple of weeks, the other week...
I've always kind of thought we had that one backwards.
Oh, now the truth is really coming out. We're 38 episodes in, and now the truth is really coming out.
This is a class...
So are you giving it 0% then?
Great example of
that he's a
projection, Keith. Projection.
Yeah. Are you giving it 0% that he's a supervillain? Or villain in any way?
It's hard to say.
I think Tim secretly wants to be the supervillain.
Give me a percentage, Tim.
Depends. So I think 15% because he has all the ingredients to become a supervillain. He just needs like his wife gets killed or something, like something horrible
happens. Yeah, right.
Yeah, a very horrible twist in his life.
It's like a John Wick storyline.
Dude, that's another crazy thing about this dude's life. He's married the same woman twice. I mean, which is not a big deal.
He's an out there dude.
But like, the dude's the man. Like, he's Bruce Wayne.
All right, well, where are you at, Griff?
No, he's Leonardo da Vinci in 2017. Like,
that's ridiculous. He doesn't paint.
Damn it.
I've heard that joke before.
There was Iron Man.
Yeah.
That's right.
I would go with Iron Man
Keith
over.
Finally, Tony Stark.
Keith finally hit us with a movie quote. Good for you, Keith.
Hang.
Turn on your TV. Where's your percentage, Keith? I mean, where you at?
I'm going really low. I'm going 5%. I got too much faith in humanity.
5%.
Yeah, okay. I'm pro human all the way.
How foolish!
I don't want to integrate with any machine.
No,
I refuse.
Yeah,
I'm pro human.
Well, I'll tell you what,
you're gonna die first.
That's fine, man. If I'm a martyr, I'll do it.
You guys really got me thinking. I'll tell you that.
You'd
much.
Have to be remembered.
That's awesome.
I missed that.
I'd have to be remembered.
To be a martyr.
Oh, wow. Ouch. Wow. Well, yeah, I didn't hear that one. Ouch. Okay. I'm going to give it... I'm going high, man. I just... You know, Griff, you really put this into perspective for me. I kind of think, as awesome as he is, he's awesome now. Keith kind of said it. Now he's awesome. But in the future, I feel a John Wick storyline coming. Somebody's going to kill his dog or something bad's going to happen. He's going to lose it, go nuts, turn on... everyone, so I'm giving 70%.
70%.
Elon is a villain.
Let's start a PSA right now called "Be nice to Elon Musk."
Yeah, really. No, listen.
Don't need this guy turning.
I think this dude might live forever.
He might,
dude. He probably invents something to keep it going for 100. Actually, we should segue that to one of my weekly weirdness stories.
I know where we're going.
Yeah, but
this dude's the Highlander.
To finish,
just saying.
He could be. And to
there's,
finish it
there
out.
There can only be one.
Let's fair to say that. Let's. I think it's fair to say that
that's
we are
two
all.
Two movie quotes, by the way.
We're all, good for you. It's fair to say that we're all big fans of Elon Musk. But at the same time, you got to be a little worried because the guy is so technologically awesome that you kind of got
to
be worried.
He just continues to turn science fiction ideas into real things.
I mean, I'm just going to say this, though. There's a lot of companies out there that are just like this. That's what's freaking me out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, there's a race to self-driving cars right now by
everybody.
Yeah,
to
but
the
he's
punks.
Winning. He's winning.
Yeah, there's just no doubt.
So,
yeah.
Listen, be out there, be fans, whatever. But just be aware. Also, Elon Musk, if you get a hold of this and you listen to this, hey, hit us up, man. We'd like to chat with you about if you really are a super villain. I'd love to interview him, man. Okay, let's move on. Good stuff. Theory of the week. Let's get on. We're running out of time. Quick, let's try and run through the weekly weirdness like we can. I'm going to start it off, and I think, Griff, you know what I'm talking about. You said you did, or something along those lines. But a little bit of a segue. Keith, I don't know if you heard this, but apparently the oldest man ever just recently passed away this past week.
All right.
Did you hear about that?
Let's take a guess. Let's take a, Keith, how old
Keith,
do you think
how old was this man?
Yeah, well, it's a man, so he's definitely not living as long as a woman.
No, longer.
What? This is the longest of all time.
This is
the longest person.
Oldest human, not
yeah,
man.
Yeah, not man. I screwed that
well,
up.
Well, the last lady died at, what, 117? So
I don't know.
Child's play.
118?
Nope.
Oh, God. Is this like a generational thing?
Well, just take a guess.
She couldn't even drink when this guy was. Or she,
yeah.
This guy was already drinking when she was born.
145.
Damn close.
146.
Oh, now, shit. Price is Right rules. I win, right?
Now, let me say a couple of things on this real quick. So the guy's from Indonesia, and there's a lot of speculation out there because we're not really sure if it's legit.
Right. There's no paperwork. There's no real paperwork dating back before 1902.
He claimed to have had
this
paperwork.
This is like a Cuban baseball prospect.
It's very similar. But we're believing it.
Here. Papers belonging. The guy's name was Gatho, which is an awesome name.
He looked old as shit in the pictures, man.
He does look super old. Papers belonging to Gatho indicate that he was born in December 31st, 1870.
Holy shit. The Civil War had just ended.
Civil War ended in like 1864.
It's close enough.
All right.
Gatho remembers building a local sugar factory.
And I don't think you're right.
A local sugar factory in Sragen in 1880.
Where does he live?
Sragen, Indonesia, wherever that is.
Oh, Indonesia. Okay, I was thinking like lived in the mountains somewhere.
No. But apparently he was a lifelong smoker though, apparently.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm gonna keep it up.
Yeah. I'm gonna smoke more now.
Thanks, guy.
So let's see. So like Griff said, he claims that he has paperwork claiming that he was born then. But they didn't start doing the paperwork until like much later after the 18. He said 1870 or something. They didn't do it until. Do you know when, Griff?
I thought it said like 1902 or something.
Yeah, something until 1900. So like a good while after.
So how do you get your birth certificate if you're already born? I guess you gotta apply for whatever government's in control of
this. There are ways to do that. I'm not sure.
Well, I don't know how they do it in Indonesia. I don't know.
Well, exactly.
Who knows?
I have no fucking idea. Yeah.
But, guys.
Some countries, they just don't even worry
about
it.
Can we think about this for a second, though? Like, let's say this guy was born. What I was thinking about, if you're born in 1870, let's say one of us, an American, in the United States.
Yeah.
Like, how crazy. What all the things that you live through. I mean, that's in
holy
just
a, shit, dude. Yeah, think about it. You live through the Industrial Revolution, well, a majority of it, and then you get to live through the Technological Revolution.
Can you imagine the thought of being born in 1870, and then by that time you die, you're holding an iPhone? Can you imagine what that would be like? I mean, it's insane to me.
I hope I'm living on Mars by the time I die, for real.
But
you know what I mean?
Oh, it's super crazy.
But that's not even as crazy, though. Like,
oh, no. Nowhere near.
Yeah. Nowhere near. Going back to that.
Nowhere near.
No way.
There was no thought of a computer when he was.
Oh, my.
Okay, let's think about
this.
They
didn't build a car for like 60 years, right? In the 20s?
No.
When was
Europe was the first one to have a car.
Oh.
Model T was the first one that was assembly line built.
It was the first one.
Okay. Mass produced so everybody could afford it.
Okay.
That's why Henry Ford was a genius.
But I'm saying like, okay, but we gotta imagine this here though. Like, so.
Yeah.
Okay. But I get what you're saying. But
lots of stuff would have happened.
Oh,
you would have lived through monarchies. Like.
I mean, dude, just
insanity. You would have lived through a lot of crazy fucking shit. You would have seen two world wars.
You would have been an old
depression.
Man.
You would have been an old man. Yeah.
You would have been in your 50s by the time you saw the first world war.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy to think about right there.
Oh, that's fucking nuts.
Then by the time your second war...
That math wasn't right, but you would have been close.
Close. Okay, in the 40s. In the second war, you're what?
1970, you said? Or
1870.
So you're 30 by the 1900s.
So you're like 46. 40,
yeah.
45, 46.
Okay. And then World War II comes around,
You're old. You're in your 70s.
Yeah, you're almost you're late 60s. Or no, 60s?
Holy shit.
And then you live till now.
And then you hold an iPhone. Like, that's insane, dude. That's insane.
That is fucking wild, dude.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
You can't be right.
I don't know, man. Who knows? If it is, that's the coolest stuff.
Let's do this like a conspiracy. I mean, who thinks this guy was that old?
No, absolutely not. I don't think any human could live that long.
No.
How old do you think he really is?
I think he's like 100. I bet he was over 100. I bet he was like 100.
But he was 80.
He's so old.
Yeah. Look up some pictures. He does look really, he looks like sickly old, but I mean, a lot of people can look like that. So
yeah,
it's very possible. But anyway, that's kind of crazy.
No, that is absolutely nuts. All
right, let's move on.
That was real.
What else you got? Anybody?
Okay, I got one. So, Special Operations Command of the United States Army or Navy. I don't know what branch it is. Special Operations.
They wouldn't appreciate that.
Yeah, I know, but
they don't like. They don't like each other.
I'm just a civilian.
They wouldn't appreciate.
I'm just a civilian, so please don't come after me. SEAL Team 6, I'm sorry.
Send them
our apologies.
Send in the choppers.
Goddamn. So they want to start giving all their canines steroids.
Whoa.
Down with it.
Now, I I don't know if you guys are on the pro-steroid train. I think I've discussed this before. I'm very pro-steroid.
Why would we not choose to be better?
I'm pro too. I'm very pro-steroid. So, yeah. That just makes us even more badass in my mind. Like, we're going to have these fucking yoked out dogs all jacked up with canine testosterone, like just getting after people.
Think about like a bull mastiff on steroids.
Oh, no, dude.
No thanks, man. So
it's all about the German Shepherd.
No thanks. Oh,
I'm sure it probably is. They're the most like tactically sound dogs.
Yeah. Genius dogs, too.
Yeah.
I just thought that was...
That is crazy.
So it's supposed to even improve hydration. There's like a cocktail of pills they're going to give these dogs.
I was going to say, because you'd think it would fuck with their heart.
See, okay. That's the thing. That's the only thing you worry about is like really screwing the dog up, which is, I get it, but...
I know what you're getting.
See, like with sports and stuff, I've always been pro steroids because I feel like if you legalize it and like they get fucked up, then like they know what they're doing. The dog's a little different because they don't necessarily know what they're doing.
Steroids are pretty safe,
but they can be great. Right. Well, like, nowadays, see, that's the thing. Yeah. Steroids are totally different.
If you're getting them off the street, they're not safe.
But they've always been the same. And
if they're administered by a doctor the right way.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
But so this is all the improvements: increased endurance, improve a dog's ability to regulate body temperature.
That's really big for them.
Oh yeah, that would be huge for them. Improve hydration, improve being able to acclimate to extremes like temperature, altitude, time zone changes. Increase the speed of recovery. Obviously, steroids. Improve hearing, vision, and scent.
Dude, I want those steroids.
Yeah. And then decrease effects to blood loss.
Wow.
How does that work?
That's almost
I guess it clots it up faster. I don't know.
That's like movie stuff right there.
Yeah. So this sounds pretty fucking badass.
Yeah, that is. That is crazy. Man, good stuff, Keith. Griff, you got anything?
I don't.
Okay, I got something real quick. Guys, check this out. You know how I'm always about the weird, I'm really big into coincidences, you know?
Yeah.
Check this out, man. Bruce Hampton, who is the guitarist and respected elder statesman of the jam band community. He was in the band, I don't know what band he was. He was in a band for that toured, that opened for like the Grateful Dead, I think. Okay. Like, it wasn't like a decently known band. Not them. But he was known in the community. Like it says, like, he was known among the community of like Fish, Widespread Panic, and Leftover Salmon.
God damn. Hippies.
That's the bands that he's like known or whatever. But this guy is, so this guy, RIP though, this story's about him dropping dead. But
ooh,
it's kind of cool though at the same time.
I don't think death's cool.
But. He drops dead on his 70th birthday, playing live on the stage for his own 70th birthday bat. Like they had a party for him and he was riffing and died on stage.
That's dope.
And everyone.
who's that comedian that used to fake Richard Pryor? Mm-hmm. Used to fake the heart attacks, then he had a heart attack on stage.
Did he?
Died.
That's crazy. Is that what did he? I don't know.
I mean, anything but credible.
Okay, he was
Richard Pryor liked crack in his day.
So he was
not good for the heart.
He was part of the Hampton Grease Band, if you know. Apparently that was the band that opened for the Grateful Dead back in the day. But
don't.
Never been a deadhead.
Nah. No, I mean, that's past us. They
got a few songs, but yeah.
And not only was it his concert for his birthday, but the crowd wanted an encore. It was on his encore.
No.
On his 70th birthday.
You guys killed him.
Drops dead. I don't even know if it was mid solo or what, but dude, everyone was like, hey, you know what? That sucks, but man, that's a way to go. And you know, I got to believe it. Like, that's a pretty cool way to go.
That's dope.
That is pretty cool. Not gonna lie, that is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, things like
doing
that.
Doing what you love.
Things like that always are weird, though. Like,
that's what's up.
It's a weird coincidence.
You have people who are born and die on the same date. It's actually really common to like die close to your birthday.
Really?
Yeah. And okay, you know, like this is one of my favorite ones in history. Mark Twain. You guys know this?
Yeah, I know you love Mark Twain.
I'm a big fan.
I know.
He was born when Haley's Comet came. He died the next time it came.
That's crazy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that is crazy.
That is wild.
So, yeah, I'm always big into the weird coincidences like that. Like, that's a weird thing. Yeah. What do you got?
Your Twain fact of the day.
Yeah.
You should have your own Twain section. You know a lot about that, dude.
The Twain verse. United Arab Emirates dealing with a freshwater shortage. Pretty bad one. They're planning to solve it for the next 25 years.
Yeah.
Drag an iceberg from Antarctica to their coastline.
I've been wondering. They're lying. Dude, this is what I used to think when I was like fifth grade. Like, why can't they just take a big chunk of ice and put it in the middle of Africa? Wouldn't that help?
This is what they're gonna do.
This is
seriously a plan that's about to be set into motion in 2018.
Is that legal? Can they do that?
I don't see why not. It's international water, right? I don't know. I'm not going to stop them.
Now they can have an iceberg if they want to.
Yeah. So they're talking about...
Jesus. That's crazy.
It's going to take a year to drag an iceberg from Antarctica.
How do you do that? Like with a ship? You literally just pull it?
Big-ass tanker.
You need probably multiple.
I'm sure.
They're huge.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So they're talking about making this thing a tourist attraction. And then they're saying it's going to last about 25 years because,
like, it's not gonna
as
melt.
We all know from Titanic, a majority of the iceberg is under the water.
Yeah.
So
science.
Yeah. So I guess they're gonna I don't even know how you're gonna extract all the fresh water from it, but
it'll melt.
Well, it'll obviously melt.
They're bringing it to the
desert.
What
are you gonna do? Try and fucking flip it?
Yeah. Like what? Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, we'll do that.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, well, that
you get a
actually
big truck.
Works for me.
You get an F-150 and you're chained up to the back. I don't know if you've seen the commercials.
No, bro.
They got some serious towing power. They're going to pull it right on out.
Bro, you need a Chevy. All right. F-150's not going to work.
A Chevy can do it, though, right?
Griff is right, though. According to the commercials, man, it's on every work site. Like, they do everything, man.
It's an advertising opportunity for them, too. They're going to jump in line.
No, seriously, though, Keith.
I don't like all this Ford talk here, boys.
It's all bullshit. That is seriously crazy, though. Like, that's insane. I've never thought of that. But that's actually really funny. And I guess it's real. It's like a real thing. Like, it's happening. So that's really crazy, actually.
This is a possibility, for sure. Man.
Shit's cray cray.
Okay. My last story of the day before. Keith, you got anything else after yours?
Nope.
No. So this will be it. And then we'll wrap it up, get the shout outs, and get out of here. Because apparently the Blues game actually started on time for once.
No,
so that's a first. That's a first.
Of course,
yeah. Does.
So guys, I come across this story on Facebook, and it's really the story is kind of weird. It's kind of funny, but it's not that weird. But what's funny is, I'll get to it after this. But listen to this story. And of course, is it Florida? Let's see. Where's Fort Walton Beach? Do you guys know?
That is in Florida, right outside of Destin. My sister got married there.
So it is a Florida story?
Yeah.
Okay, classic.
I've been there a million times.
All right, well, here, Florida story of the week.
We are going to...
Here's the article. This is what it says. A 43-year-old woman who was apparently upset that a man was playing a xylophone in the kitchen dumped a pan of grease on his head.
Boiling grease?
I don't know if it was boiling. I think... Oh, it says cold grease. That doesn't do anything, right?
No, so I mean
make it feel gross.
She got arrested. So I guess he filed for domestic abuse or something. I don't know. But apparently she wanted him to stop the xylophone, and he just wouldn't stop. He was shredding, dude. The guy was, you can't stop somebody from shredding.
Fort Walton Beach is a great place to play xylophone. I mean, I'm just saying.
Okay, well, there you go.
Why the fuck would you know that?
I don't know any great places to play xylophones.
Okay, so that's a weird story, right? I mean, it's not like that funny or anything. That's weird. But what's funny is I'm looking at the story, and I'm like, I want to see what other, I always like looking at the comment section of everything.
Oh, yeah.
Because I, you know, it's always.
That's the best part. Yeah, no matter what it's story.
So I go down there and I scroll down and there's only one comment. Okay.
Is it her?
And I gotta read this to you. Her name is April Lan, Incarcinan something. This is what it says. Here's the quote or the comment. I am that woman, and it is my xylophone, and the person was asked not to touch it. And it was taken without my permission. Also, the grease was not poured on the person's head. It was poured on the musical instrument.
So this you destroyed your xylophone.
This article contains false information, fake news, and this is the NWF Daily News is where we're getting this from. So she says, and NWF Daily News should retract this statement.
Fake news.
I was waiting for it.
And I thought it was so funny that the only comment on this is the person claiming to be that person. Like, hey, okay. Guys, it was my fault.
I love that she's the brother from Step Brothers.
Yes. I was just, this is Step Brothers. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't touch my drum set.
Don't touch my xylophone, dude. I told you not
bro,
to.
Bro, you touch my xylophone, I'm putting my nutsack
now
on it.
I'm going to dump grease on my own musical instrument.
Yeah.
That's weird. Hey. I don't think I believe her story because that doesn't add up.
Well, it could have been that he was just shreds it better than she does.
She's fake news.
Yeah. You know what?
They're all fake news.
If you play the xylophone and your buddy comes in and plays the xylophone 20 times better, you're going to get a little upset.
Oh, yeah. I'd be pissed if somebody started shredding my xylophone better than I could.
That's a good point. On top of that, it was her xylophone that he was shredding.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That pissed me off, bro.
Or it could be the opposite where he was terrible and she was like, God, stop that. Yeah. And he was like, no, I'm going to keep. True. I mean, we don't know, but I just thought it was hilarious that the only comment on there is this woman. And she says, hey, that's me. I didn't do anything wrong. Fuck you guys. You know,
that is
funny.
Great.
Yeah.
I wish more people defend themselves.
Right. Yeah.
Like
get on
that.
There.
Yeah. Get in the comment section.
Well, I got news for you.
Oh, I thought you wished more people defended themselves with cold pots of grease.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Boiling.
Boiling is your preferred method.
Yeah.
I dare somebody to
touch
my.
Much more effective.
Yeah.
Bro,
you're gonna do it.
I'm just saying, I dare somebody to touch my xylophone. I don't even know what I'd do. I'd lose it. I feel her. I feel her on this.
Homie, don't play.
Yeah.
Homie, don't play about that xylophone action. I don't blame you.
Honestly, though, if people that out there are shredding xylophones, like I've seen some people that shred, it's awesome because xylophones are a crazy fucking thing to shred. It's hard. It's hard.
I'm sure it is. Yeah.
Okay. Enough of the dumb whatever weekly weirdness. Before we get out of here. Shout outs. Who wants to go?
I got you.
Yeah, what do you got?
Yeah, shout out to all the local companies giving out free food. I think U-Haul did free storage and everything for all these flood victims. We need to take care of all these people. Obviously, they've been displaced by these floods and everything. And shout out to all the first responders as well. All the people helping out, sandbagging, doing whatever they can.
For sure.
Yeah, so shout out to you people and let's go Blues.
Yeah, for sure. Griff, what do you got?
I'll back that up. Shout out to the city of St. Louis as a whole. Everybody helping everybody that's in need right now. Everybody that was unfortunately affected by this.
Yeah.
Goddamn flood. St. Louis Blues and Elon Musk.
Okay. Well, I won't harp it for a third time. We said in the beginning, but yeah, obviously the flood.
The Lord and Savior Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't go that far. That's pushing pretty far.
Hell be to the.
On a lighter note, I'd like to shout out something I came across this past week. I'd actually like to shout out my mom. She introduced me to this, but the shout out goes from my mom to Hershey's. That's right, the chocolate company. I was presented this week with something I didn't know was a thing, and my God, it's a bad, bad thing. Hershey makes carrot cake kisses.
What?
That sounds gross.
Okay.
Yeah.
Think what you want, but let me tell you something.
I will.
If you're a carrot cake fan like I am, are you, Griff?
I'm not.
Keith?
No.
Well, then this has nothing to do with you guys.
If they made a cheesecake one, I'd be all about
it. If they made a carrot cake, there's probably a good chance they made a cheesecake.
Talk about guessing. Like triple chocolate fudge.
Gross. See,
the thing is it doesn't really taste, you can't really taste the chocolate. It literally just tastes like carrot cake.
Uh-huh.
And they got like some weird filling in the middle that helps the flavor of a carrot cake. And I mean, you know, no one really eats Hershey Kisses. Like nobody just like buys a bag of Kisses and eats Kisses. Like that's weird.
My mom does.
Okay. Your mom, other than Ms. Schaefer. But
you're about to call my mom weird.
Don't you just dismiss his mom like that?
Who dismiss who?
What How is wrong with you?
Dare
I said
you?
Other that than Mrs. So Schaefer. Rude. What do you mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, she's not gonna listen anyway, so you're good.
She had a comment.
Not a fan of the show, huh?
Yeah, totally just trash my mom whenever you feel like it, Nick. Dick.
Man, now I'm really like really off track. I'll shorten it up. If you're out there and you like Hershey and you like carrot cake and you like chocolate, get the Hershey's carrot cake. I'm telling you, it's a game changer. I was amazed. Okay.
Don't believe them.
That's all we got. We're heading out of here. We got to catch the rest of this Blues game. We're a little bit late on it. We went for a little bit longer than we wanted to. But anywhere you get your podcasts, we're there. Hit us up on Apple Podcasts now. It's not iTunes anymore. It's Apple Podcasts. Hit us up with a rate and review, man. Let us know how we're doing. We appreciate everything you guys say and all the ratings, everything like that. We're also SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And slowly, we are making our way to YouTube. So we're almost everywhere. Also, very last thing. We've been saying the last couple of weeks that we've been having some things in the works, promos and stuff. We actually have a giveaway going right now on Facebook. By the time this will come out, late Sunday night, Monday morning, that means you have until that Wednesday. I don't know the date, but I think Wednesday the 10th, I think it is. Whatever next Wednesday is, or this upcoming Wednesday, until the giveaway is over. And we're giving away two dope Cardinals tickets to the Cubs game on Friday, May 12th. So make sure to hit our Facebook page. All you got to do is share it, and that's it. Like our page, share it, and you're in. Winner will be selected on Wednesday, and then, you know, you win yourself some tickets, two tickets to the Cubs and Cardinals game on Friday, the 12th.
Adios, amigos. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
You bastard. I don't know what to say now. Bye.
Say something.
Hasta luego.
Bye.
Have a happy, we hope that you had a safe and happy Cinco de Mayo, and we'll catch y'all next week.
Remember, drink responsibly.